Hey friends, you're tuning in to Wisdom and Wellness with Wit, a podcast for your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-being, a space to learn and grow, to be encouraged and maybe even challenged just a little bit. Let's journey together and explore what it means to experience the wholeness God has for each of our lives.
All right. Well, welcome to another episode of Wisdom and Wellness with Wit. And I am so excited and honored that you guys would sit or stand. We're all sitting and talk with me today. We are newer friends. I think I've known you guys for about a few months, really.
About a few months
because we've been going to the same church, and which has been just such a blessing. But I think what I've noticed about just you guys is obviously you have an amazing podcast and there's just so much wisdom, you know, that you guys share. But seeing you guys at church and kind of like in action, where it's like you can tell that your hearts are just to serve and you're really passionate about communicating the gospel in so many different ways. And so it's like you guys are, you know, you love Jesus, but you're like cool and people want to be around you. Like you can tell you have like a lot of leadership with the people in your lives. And so I just respect and honor that so much because there's so many people out here in this world doing cool things, and the representation of Jesus, or the like just Jesus being obvious in their lives, isn't quite as strong. And so, you know, I honor that in you guys, and I thank you that that's something that you just naturally reflect in who you are. But I know that it's been also intentional in just how you guys have stewarded, you know, your faith and your walk. So that's my long intro to say thank you for being here and welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. So I just want to – I'm excited to kind of hear what you guys have to say about being Christians in the industry. Because I know that we've all navigated it in different ways. I've done a lot of background singing, and I mean, okay, I've been in two commercials. Come on now. You know,
hey,
I
was like,
if you look for 0.2 seconds, you'll see me in the choir, you know? So I am an actress too. Praise God. But yes, I wanted to kind of just start off and see, and whoever, can go first. Like, how have you navigated being in an industry that kind of in general is kind of antithetical to faith and to Christian beliefs? Even just getting into industry, how have you just navigated that, you know, in your walk?
Lou, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll take it. you know, for me, I think it's interesting how, you know, we're originally not from California, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just think the foundation that we came from essentially helped with a lot of what we want to get ourselves into, right? So I know, at least mm-hmm. for me, my mother always taught me how to just go with God, you know, and to essentially make sure that I take him with me wherever I go. And knowing that this industry can be very, it can be very toxic, but also very rewarding. It could be very just many different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she always emphasized that I should just go with God. And I think that is the biggest thing for me.
Yeah.
In navigating this industry, right? Because you come across so many different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they either embrace your integrity and who you are as a Christian man, or they're like, yeah, this was nice. I probably won't work with you again because, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable. Sometimes your light exposes people's darkness, and
that's
not comfortable for them. So,
mm-hmm.
I just think that's how that works for me.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, I would second everything Chris said. I want to let people know that, in full transparency, it is a journey.
Yeah.
It is a journey that we are still on.
Right.
From the time I got to LA back in 2018 up until now, I always had my faith, but I just didn't know what that looked like originally when I first got here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Because we live in a city where it's hustle and bustle.
Mm-hmm.
I got to make money.
Yep.
I got to do this. I got to do that. And so when you first enter this industry, your mind isn't so much on, should I take this job or should I not, in representation to my faith.
Right.
I got to take this job because I got to make some money.
Listen, am I going to pay the electricity bill or my phone bill?
You know? The conviction doesn't hit you right off back when you first get here. I think because you're so consumed too with the with the energy and what your environment and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not until probably over the last 2 years, honestly, for me, that I've been more cognizant of the roles that I take, how I'm moving in certain spaces, and most importantly, the energy that I'm surrounding myself with, right?
Yeah.
So there's an intentionality around being in this industry and being a believer. And it's no, and I want to be clear when I say this, there's no knock on someone who's not a believer, right?
Right.
There's no knock on that. There's no whatever, right?
Yeah.
My beliefs and my values and my beliefs and my values. But I don't judge. I don't want to think we're judge, you know, none of that stuff.
Right. Yeah.
But it's a journey and it's a continued journey because we're still trying to figure it out till this day. Even that more so now because the industry's slow, right? Like there's nothing happening really. And so faith has to be activated at this point in time. You know, right now for me, it's like, do I get a full-time job in an industry that I'm not a part of to maintain myself here in LA?
Right.
And so it's a lot of prayers. It's a lot of conversations with God, with community, with friends, just trying to figure it out, man. We're also trying to figure it out.
It is so true. It's because it is like, it's such a great point. Like boundary of like, how much am I just going to hustle and not even, I can get into that space where I'm just like, I'm saying yes to everything and I'm just putting feelers out there. And then I'm doing things that I don't even like, or like, you know what I mean? Like I'm all of a sudden I'm like, wait, why did I get so stressed out about, you know, my finances? I literally didn't even check with the Holy Spirit, not in a way of like, you know, Holy Spirit, should I do this tomorrow when I wake up? Like I'm not that intense, but just like, you know, do I need to be this aggressive right now with how I'm reaching out to people, or do I need to allow you to show up in my life? There's some big financial goals I now have. And the other day I got like four texts for like four different jobs. And that morning I woke up early just with like anxiety and a pit in my stomach because I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I saw my phone. I was like, oh yeah, okay. Okay, God. Like, you know, so how have you navigated that? Because it is hard. Like you want to hustle and you want to grind because that's, we live in California and inflation is wild. So, you know, but then also leaning into and I mean, showing evidence of trust and faith in God too.
For me, I think it's a part of surrendering.
Yeah.
And the stillness part.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to be intentional about being still. We have to be confident in that, right?
Yeah.
Our faith shows up in our actions, right? We all believe that.
Yeah.
And so if I take the action to be still in this moment and wait on God to speak to me in regards to the opportunity, they typically come. Yes, it does say in the Bible, seek, right? We have to still seek. There's a part of seeking that we still have to do.
Yeah.
But I think it's a matter of finding time for the seeking and the stillness. And for me, it looks like making sure I carve out enough time for God. Because when I'm seeking a lot, I don't have time for that. And so if I know for me, if my spirit doesn't feel right, if I'm exhausted, if I'm stressed, if I'm this, if I'm that, I know, Chris, you have not been spending enough time with God.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah. And so I think that's the balance for me, is making sure I am intentional about spending that time with God in the morning, spending that time with God on Sundays, men's Bible study on Mondays, our men's book club on Fridays. You know, all of these things are intentional things that I make sure I'm doing to make sure I'm in alignment. And it keeps me grounded in that way.
Yeah,
that's good.
To even emphasize that too, it's like, because you know, Chris and I have talked about it before. There's strength in stillness, right? You know, the idea that like it doesn't always have to be about making sure we're on the move. You know what I mean?
Yeah, God, right.
You know, it the Bible talks about how, you know, faith without works is dead, right? But at the same time, I think there's a misconception about that where it's just like, oh, I gotta, I just gotta move. I just gotta do my work. I gotta do and do and do.
Right.
It's just like you burn yourself out that way.
Yeah.
And that's how, you know, people tend to stress themselves out. That's how people tend to worry. I know for me, like, I can't start my day if I don't spend time with God. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's
one of those things where, and you know, it's so true when it's like you find yourself in these predicaments or in these trials that like, what did I actually do today? Did I actually spend that time with God? Did I dedicate that time that I usually do with him so that my day is, you know, set in the proper way? So yeah, it's important, man. And I think, you know, we live in this industry, we live in this city where everything's a hustle and bustle.
Right.
You know, culture's way tries to emphasize that, oh, we got to be on the grind, but God's way is like, look, trust in me, just be in my presence, you know?
Right. Right.
And I'll get a rest.
Right. Yeah.
We're talking about that in our book, bro. It's, when you were reading our, you know, Do Believe, our men's book, is Man and it talks about the cultural Christian versus the biblical Christian.
Yeah.
And the cultural Christian is the one stuck in the rat race. So that book has even helped. Can probably test both of us. It's helped both of us in regards to what does it look like to be a biblical Christian and a cultural Christian? And the biblical Christian is the one who's not stuck in the rat race, the one who is not working to attain material possessions, the one who is not working to achieve status. But the biblical Christian is the one who is primarily seeking to work through purpose.
Yeah.
That's so good because it is, right? Like the scripture says, you know, seek first the kingdom and the rest will follow. And a lot of us are, we forget that seek part. And then also we forget too, like, I think we think that we, like, rest is the gift of work. But really in the kingdom, you see that, like, we were born as infants into this world where we needed, like, tons of rest and tons of care. Like, the way of creation is we work from rest.
Yeah.
So it's not that rest is a gift of hustling. It's that, no, it's like we actually, right, like you're saying, because we know who our Father is, we know that he is our provider. When we start with rest and we start with trust and then we work from that place, we can be really busy and hustling without striving. And I think we all know that difference when it's just, like we're, you know, we're networking and we're like, you know, working on things and, but it's not coming from this place of like, oh my gosh, if this doesn't happen, I'm not going to make it and I'm going to have to move home. And, you know, like there's such a different place that we're coming from. And, you know, I think I always thought like really busy and hustling was like bad just for myself. And then I was like, no, like I actually just present myself in a very different way when I'm coming from like a strength and a trust in who I know God created to me to be. So when things are popping off, I'm like, great. And then when things are a little, you know, less busy, I'm like, okay. You know, I also realize my identity is not in what I do. It's who I am, you know? Yeah. So I talk about it with my mentor all the time. And she reminds me, like, we're human beings. We're not human doings. It's like if my value is in how much I get booked, then, you know, in January when nobody is working and it's always like, you know, dead, then my identity and my value is going to be trash because I have nothing else to base it on.
This guy has a quote that I love. You can be running in place and not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many of us are in this industry just, we feel like we're networking, we're doing this and we're doing that and doing this and doing that, but we're not making progress in regards to purpose.
Yeah.
You may be making progress in regards to financial gain in some ways, but is it in alignment to my purpose?
No. Totally. That's so good. Yeah. You've brought up a few times and I love it. For those who are like, it can feel like in LA, sometimes being in the industry, but this is for everybody. It can feel like sometimes you have to do it alone or it's like a, you know, I got to keep it to myself and like, you know, the whole thing like hustle and in quiet so then people kind of see the fruit in public or whatever, which there's a little wisdom to that. But, you know, the couple things you guys have said, it feels like you have a lot of support and a lot of men and mentors and just people in your corner who it feels like you have support, you know, in this industry and in general. How have you guys like nurtured that? I mean, and you've only moved here a few years ago. How has that been? How has that impacted you, like, in the industry? And then why was that something you were intentional about? And then maybe how can you encourage people to be intentional in that way too?
Oof.
Sorry, three-parter.
I would say, Chris, you want to go or?
No, go, you got it.
No, Pastor Aaron and Peter being in position too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
King David.
Yeah.
Being in a position of service.
Mm-hmm.
I think when it comes to community and the men we're around, one, representation is so important.
Mm-hmm.
We were at our Men's Connect last Thursday, and Pastor Aaron said, how many men in the room are married? I think 90% of the men raised their hand.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that in the industry.
No, right. Totally. Right? Yeah.
So that's one, how important representation is in the kingdom of God when it comes to what we see, right? Two, I think you have to be in a position of service to get what we've gotten as it comes to community and service.
Yeah.
In the group, we have to believe. I met Pastor Aaron probably 4 years ago through a mutual friend of ours, and he was looking to get some videos recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Had I not been in position to use my gifts to serve him in the capacity he needed to be served, I wouldn't be a part of this vision now, right?
Wow.
And so I think for a lot of people, you have to be open to be in position to receive even when there's no financial gain attached to it. You know?
Yeah, that's good.
Relationships are so important. We all know that, right?
Yeah.
That's probably the most important thing that we can value as human beings is relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say, I think this is the answer to your question, but I would say it's been very, very fruitful for me just to have these men who represent the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And not just talking about it, but they're walking it out.
Yeah.
And it ranges from men from the age of 60, and I'm still learning from young boys at the age of 15.
Yeah.
That's our gap.
Yeah.
Right. And we can all learn, and we're like bridge building right now from generation to generation to generation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing what Pastor Aaron has built, I believe.
Yeah.
Especially with our men's groups. It's crazy.
Yeah. That's so cool. I love that.
I've been in LA. This year will be 8 years for me.
Nice.
And one of the greatest things that I've learned is to allow people to be a blessing unto me so that I can be a blessing unto others.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a hard time with that specifically because in the face of adversity, right?
Yeah.
Especially when it came to this industry, my initial instinct was just to figure it out on my own.
Right.
You know, not to burden anybody with my issues. And so I think that just comes from an imbalance of give and take, right? Like there's that self-reliance that comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I had to learn to get out of that, right?
Where
being uncomfortable with people helping me when they genuinely actually want to help and take
right?
care of me.
That's
and
hard.
So, like, it's like that. Cause I, again, I've just been so used to doing things on my own and taking care of things on my own. That, like, when I'm now compromised and I'm not able to do these things for myself anymore.
Yeah.
Now, like, okay, how do I let people in? You know what I'm saying? And especially because these could be people that God had sent into my life to actually help me. If I'm praying to God and be like, God, I need help with this, I need help with that. And yet, I'm like refusing to let people in. It's like, well, these could be the very people that God actually to help you as a resource.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's important. You know, we talk about community to be surrounded by these people who represent God's kingdom, who represent God's way of living. You know, because we've learned about how, like, you know, Jesus could be in disguise these days. Where, you know, if he's this homeless person on the street, it's just like when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something. I needed clothes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, I want to live a life according to that principle of like, okay, let me be used by God in this way so that I'm able to help somebody else. So it's been a journey for sure. But I would just say, like, just allow, like Chris said, just allow yourself to be open to be in position for what God wants to do through you. And
yeah. Yeah. That's super good. How do you think, like, having more of support and community has affected you guys as, like, actors and producers and creatives? Do you think it has benefited you in a, like, from a business perspective? I ask that because I think there have been things that I have done and I'm starting, like, with friends, not because we got in relationship to do it, but because we've aligned in so many values and passions and things that it just kind of naturally eventually, like, has started to be like, why aren't we creating this together? Like, this makes so much sense, you know? And I found it, I'm loving it, because I'm such a collaborator.
I would say for me, that's been hard.
Yeah.
Because if, like you said, if it doesn't happen organically.
Yeah. Totally.
it's hard to, like, I have a problem with, like, asking for help.
Yeah.
Especially, even though, I think it's just a trust thing. And I think it's a pride thing, if I'm honest. I have a problem asking for help. Even within this community of Believe, like, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I'm like, why haven't I reached out to more resources within my network? And I think it just comes with the level of intentionality there, too. Especially when you're so used to organically. Me and Chris, we can, hey, bro, I got a script. You want to do something? Like, it's yes. It's like, I know it's yes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Versus when you haven't worked with a person, too. Because even though you're in the same community, you know, there is Daniel's pieces on relational intelligence and stewarding people, and who are the associates, are they friends, are they this, are they that.
Yeah.
And so even finding common ground with, I like this person, but can I work with this person?
Right. For sure.
Because it's two different things.
Very much so.
So I think it comes with trial and error.
Yeah.
And I think I just have to be more intentional about going through those seasons of trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that those relationships are still stewarding, which comes with prayer and asking God for that discernment. But that just takes work, and I have to be, I think I have to be a little bit better about doing that.
I do think too, it's like there's there has to be a level of awareness when it comes to who people are, when, like, if they're in your life for a lifetime or if they're on assignment.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so we may think like, oh, this person is supposed to be around and we're supposed to work together and do great things together. But maybe this person wasn't really meant to be where you are. Because a lot of times we find ourselves wanting to work with people. But because they're not at the same frequency as us,
yeah,
you know, we may see that their work ethic is not the same.
That's hard.
I've learned in this life that, like, your destiny can be so high that not everybody can go with you. You know what I'm saying? And
which is heartbreaking. Which is heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, right? Because you want to be able to bring people up.
You do.
Want
to be able to, but, like,
and this could be a hard reality for people to learn.
Yeah. It's that,
you know, because of how high God is willing to take you, not everybody can breathe up there. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, how do you handle that, you know, as far as being so close to people, but yet realizing that they can't go with you to certain places because they're not equipped like you are. So I think it's just that trust.
That's good, Chris.
You know what I mean? It's understanding that, like, man, okay, who, the heart posture, right? Being able to discern people's heart and their intention. As Chris mentioned earlier, I think that's the biggest thing there.
Man.
Bro, to piggyback off what you just said, Holy Spirit, saying something. Bro, Habakkuk 2:2. Write the vision down, make it plain so that those who read it
are
with it.
Mm.
It's our job
to
write the vision and make it plain. Because
if
we make it plain, it discerns who can be a part of it and who can't.
Yeah.
Because they can read it and see the vision and be like, you know, and so when you said it, I was like, the light bulb came off. Part of working with people and collaborating with people is making sure that the vision I want is clear enough to articulate to people so it can give them the opportunity to be like,
that's good.
You know, can I be a part of this or can I not?
Yeah.
You know, the clarity part.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you said that because it just.
That's really good. You know, So that's good. So good. Cause I'm like, for me, everyone has the possibility to be my best friend. Like I can, I'm just like, you want to start this huge thing? Let's try it. And then eventually, yeah, heartbreak and things can happen because yeah, those boundaries aren't set up. And actually Julian said this, he's the music director at our church, but he says it all the time. And I tell him, I'm going to say it saying that it's originally from me. But he says that, clarity brings kindness. Yeah. So like what you're saying, like, I love that because probably too, with a lot of us, you know, creatively, I think when I was thinking about this, something that I love about, I think you guys like represent this. And then I think too, there's just a lot of this that believe that I'm noticing, but there's a difference with being a creative who loves Jesus than a believer who everything that they do is an offer of worship and a piece of their purpose to glorify God. Like there's such a difference, I think, when we think of everything that we do as creatives as an offering of worship to God. Now, it doesn't mean it has to be Christian content or, you know what I mean? Like one yep. kind of thing that we're offering. But I just think there's such a different, like we were saying about hustling or, you know, just being busy with purpose rather than just going, being busy and going nowhere. I think there's something similar as well with being Christians who are creatives. Yeah. And we just know that like what we're creating will somehow reflect the goodness of God in so many different ways, shapes, and forms. And how, like, what a gift it is that we, because God created us. So we are creations, which means we inherently are all creative. Like it's not just one kind of person is a creative. And then, you know, if you're an accountant, you're not creative. Like, no, you're masterful with, you know, making numbers do things. And, you know, that takes creativity too. So how have you noticed like your giftings and your talents, you know, in the industry? Like, I would assume that people tend to maybe not assume. I don't actually want to say that. How do you think that you show up well as a believer, you know, in these different creative spaces? Like, how do you bring, when you were saying, Chris, like, how do you bring Jesus with you everywhere you go?
You know, it's, I think it's important because I think wherever we go, right? Whether it's like our independent projects or we're working on somebody else's project, I think people have known us to be a person of character where it's like, okay, hey, Chris, would you like to lead us in prayer before we start shooting? Mm-hmm. And I think that's so key because it's like that already tells people like, okay, this is a man that, yeah, he's in this creative industry, but he has a God that knows and is the best creative. You know, God is the best creative we know. So it's like the fact that we're even enabled to do these things, we got to give homage and credit to the best creator that we have. So, yeah, I think it's just like when we do certain things like that and when we and people, mind you, like we have people that we have not really known or haven't even met before, but they recognize us and they'd be like, yo, like, thank you for your word. Thank you for like being obedient to what God has called y'all to do. Yeah. And it's so crazy because it's like, yeah, you know, me and Chris, we could goof around, we could like, you know, be out and about, but like at the same time, I think people tend to they see that light, right? They see a specific light in us, and that in itself is so attractive and is so it's alluring, right? So at the same time, I think it's being able to see it's not on us, it's in us, right?
Yeah, that's the I love that.
I think that's how that works for me, is just being able to make sure that I'm intentional about who I am and who God said I am in those creative spaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And second, Chris said, my mentor, personally, he's a producer and I'm working on his set. And he prayed every single day. And then he started asking me to pray on all of our sets. And Chris, you know, and Chris has been there where we I don't, it's not even a Christian movie or whatever. And hey, let's open up with prayer.
You know,
and we've had times, I've been experiences with some people who aren't believers. People are like, hey, if you don't want to pray with us, you feel free to walk away. No judgment.
Yeah.
Right. But I think it starts with that at the top of the day before any shoot, is praying first and foremost. And two, also not being afraid to share what God is doing, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Like
every time we're doing something I don't believe, I'm sharing it on social media because I want people to see that, yes, we're actors and we're doing this, but we're also doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like Chris said, it's like our gifts, our talents, do they not come from us? So who are we to walk around and think, me, you know, the devil's advocate with Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves, great movie. You know, he says that in the movie, his greatest, the greatest sin he loves, the devil, the greatest sin the devil loves is vanity. Thinking we as people.
Done
it all by ourselves.
That's how he
uses us.
Man.
To plant little seeds as we're going on. And before you know it, we think we have control and we don't.
You know,
like Chris said, being intentional about honoring God first and foremost.
Yeah.
Creativity.
I love that. And, you know, have there been times where, and I ask this question because I will happily spill my business. I just want to know your guys' mental and thought process afterwards. Have there been things that you were a part of where you were like, oh gosh, I shouldn't have done that? I remember when I was first starting, so like my first TV gig that I ever did was for the Grammys, and we performed with Nicki Minaj. And it was when she did the exorcism on stage. And we like didn't realize what was necessarily happening until dress rehearsal, when we're like, oh, like this is completely demonic, you know? And it like it, yeah, it was, she, there, she was doing like seances and it was wild.
Yeah.
So that was one time when I was like, oh, okay. And I had posted it, like my dad's a pastor and he was like, my daughter's going to be on TV. And I was like, hey guys, you don't have to watch the Grammys, actually, if you don't want to. Don't even worry. You know what? If you're busy, it's fine. You know, so like with that, I remember, you know, different believers were like, I can't believe you were a part of that. And, you know, thankfully my dad was like, you know, it is what it is, whatever. And I wasn't even like regretful that I was a part of it. I just afterwards, I was like, okay, Lord, how can I still be, you know, representative of you in that space, as well as people who aren't in that space who are seeing me engage in it too. Like it can just kind of get muddy sometimes. This other one was an album I was on, and they're like, hey, does anybody like mind cussing a lot? And I immediately was like, no, I'm fine. Like, cause I just wanted the gig. Like I didn't want them to ask me to leave, you know? And afterwards I felt just like so guilty and like shameful, like really, Whitney, you didn't even like give them an opportunity to be like, yeah. Cause then afterwards they're like, oh yeah, if you want to just mouth it, that's fine. Like we get it. Some people are uncomfortable. And I was like, I immediately took away my opportunity to just be like, you know, I'd love not to, but whatever. So for me, I can have I'm scared to like say no to things because I don't want people to think I'm that weird Christian. So have there been times where it's like you were a part of some things, and just what was like your mentality and posture afterwards to just be like, did you ask God for more wisdom? Like, how did you navigate that? Because it's funky in this space.
Yeah, I've been to that.
I mean, yeah, I got 25 more things I could add. So,
hey, great. Thankfully, I don't have a lot, but there's one in particular. It was doing the sex scene for the movie. I can't remember the movie, but it's out there. It's out there, and the way it was shot and the way it was directed was just. There was some comedy aspect to it, but it was very and too much of my butt was shown and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Too much of my body was just shown. And at the moment, you know, as actors who are kind of somewhat green in this industry, and you're working with people who you think you trust, you kind of just kind of go with the flow of things.
Right.
But immediately afterwards, I really felt emasculated in some ways. And seeing the final product, I was like, I had instant regret. Instant regret, because you can do a sex scene that's tasteful to where nothing's seen. It's implied. We get it. Right? And I wish that I had more courage to in that moment, but there was so much happening. Courage in that moment.
Totally.
And not feel less of a man for stepping up and be like, no, I don't want to show my butt. I don't want to do none of that. You know, I wish I had that courage at that moment in time to be like, nah, this don't feel right. And so, yeah, that was my one regret, was that, you know, for me.
Yeah. And how were, sorry, I just want to, how did you like navigate that afterwards? Because obviously, like, it's more on how we feel necessarily as believers, right? Because God is not condemning and judging and shaming us.
Yeah.
It's more so like us. Was there any like recompense you were able to kind of navigate just spiritually afterwards?
Well, I would say for first and foremost, relationships were cut off after that one.
Okay.
Yeah. One. And then yeah. Two is I didn't condemn myself for it.
Yeah.
I didn't. You know, it's for me, it's out there. It's done. There's mm-hmm. nothing I can do about changing it. It is
right.
what it is.
Right.
And so it's just for me, it was like, okay, I told myself, no, that was a lesson learned. That's not solid. It's a
That's
lesson.
That's great. Learned. Yeah. Because
it's not going to be the last time if I continue to go throughout this industry. It's not the last time I'm faced with a situation or opportunity like this, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, in Hollywood, we all know that men aren't so much, not as much as women. Men can be naked on screen and no one mm-hmm. bats an eye at it, you know?
Right. Right.
Versus with women, it's a different thing. But
definitely,
even as men, I think we should even be more courageous enough to be like, nah, I do it, but let's do it this way. This is looking tasteful. Yeah. We don't got to show up. And so just being more courageous, but I didn't beat myself up about it.
Good. You know? Yeah.
I don't know if I can necessarily recall like moments when I felt, you know, convicted in those spaces.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because you had mentioned something, Whitney, about how, like, you want to be able to say yes so that you're not looked at as, mm-hmm. you know, this particular person.
Yeah.
And I think that's so wild to me because, you know, when it comes to opportunity, right, you want to mm-hmm. be able to comply and not be that difficult person within the industry where nobody wants to work with you again.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, you want to be able to say yes to everything and be available. Mm-hmm. But then it's just like in those spaces when you feel very uncomfortable and it's just like, oh, this isn't me.
Right.
I know I've at least felt like that. Where it's like, yeah, I don't think I was meant for this particular project because, you know, I wanted to have that opportunity. I wanted to, you know.
Yeah.
Have my camera time or whatever the case
right,
may be. At
right.
the same time, it's like, yeah, well, but was it worth it though? Like, what did my soul actually, was it actually fulfilled during that time? So yeah, I can't really recall any like specific, but I know for sure, like this industry has the capability of making something look good so that we are able to say yes to it. But then ultimately it's like, that wasn't the best call.
Totally.
I would just encourage people for me, like, you know, not condemning yourself at the same time, just to be able to say like, hey, having that moment with God to be like, okay, God, is this for me? If this is not of you, then let this be removed.
You
know, I'm supposed to be a part of it, then great. But if not, then, you know, let it pass me by. Cause sometimes God could use mm-hmm. you to then be a part of that certain thing. To help bring light and kind of change hearts in a way, right?
Totally.
Work.
But
you know, sometimes those spaces aren't. It's like it's like the whole concept of how God had hardened Pharaoh's heart, right? Mm-hmm. You want things to work out, but sometimes people just aren't willing to budge. So it's just like, okay, cool. I'm not gonna mess with that.
Yeah. No, that's good. And especially in this industry, it's like, we need people to be salt and light. So, you know, mm-hmm. I also think like if you're kind and respectful and you set up boundaries, people actually have a lot of respect for you is what I've learned. And they're not like, oh my gosh, you're such this like straight edge Christian. It's like, oh, you know what? No one has ever actually told us or asked if maybe we could try it this way. That's actually a great way to think about it or whatever, you know, which is then actually for me open some doors because people are like, oh, actually I like, you know, your creativity or whatever. So I love that. But that's it's a great point. As we're closing, is there just anything that you would want to share with like a creative who is a believer who is, I don't know, maybe having a hard time in this industry in any aspect, maybe just the mental, you know, believing they're good enough or struggling fear of finances, you know, they're like all of the things we struggle with as creatives. Is there anything in this season you feel like God's been just speaking to you that's been helpful for somebody?
I would say ask God, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? God, is this the purpose you have for my life? Or am I doing this to be famous? Am I doing this to be liked?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people I've come across in this industry for the wrong reasons. And God didn't even place them here.
Wow.
So doing some soul searching, you ask yourself why. Why am I doing this? God answer you. I truly believe. Because a lot of us, how many of us really ask ourselves, why am I doing what I'm doing?
Totally.
We do it because someone else said we should do it.
Yeah.
We do it because we know, oh, this might make me some money. But we don't ask ourselves, why are we doing this? The why is tied to the purpose. Now, I know I've said a lot about purpose throughout this whole thing, but it's so true.
It's so true, yeah.
As believers in this industry, we have to be very, very, very intentional about spending time with God.
Yeah.
Especially in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
If anything, I would want to make it clear that, you know, like we emphasized earlier, we're not perfect. Like, we're still figuring this out, right?
Right. Totally.
And so just having grace for yourself when it comes to being in this industry, but also being a believer. Because I think God, there's a level of trust that God has for us. You know, yes, we have free will, but I think God ultimately understands that his children, when they are in specific spaces and could potentially be compromised, right? They have no choice but to run back to him.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, just being able to have grace for yourself.
Yeah.
Remembering that you don't have to have it right all the time. You know, and you may not even have to have it figured out all the time.
Totally.
God is good in that way of revealing certain things to you. And then, you know, just being in tune with the Spirit, like making sure that you understand that, okay, what is this? What is it actually telling me? Right. And, and like Chris said, like your why, like, why am I actually doing this?
So good.
So, yeah, just having grace for yourself, I feel like is key too.
I love that.
And then too, something else came to me is I encourage people to keep going. We all know that in this industry, your life can change tomorrow. All it takes is one. But as we're all waiting for that opportunity, I tell believers to ask God to prepare us to receive the blessing.
Yeah.
Pastor Darius Daniels preached. I saw a message of him the other day. He said something about we ask God for to prepare us for the promotion, but we don't ask God to prepare us for the criticism. And so this side is the promotion. This side is the criticism. Because when you're promoted, it comes with this, right? And so as you're waiting in this season, be thankful for the waiting because God is doing something in you to prepare you for what's to come. They see the glitz, the glamour, they see all that stuff.
Totally.
But you also have to be prepared for everything else that comes with that.
Yeah.
That's so good. Because that made me think back to what we even talked about, Chris, as far as like, the difference between being prepared and being ready.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you could prepare for like the promotion, right? But then are you ready for the other side of that?
For sure. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Are you ready for the criticism? Are you ready for the the responsibility that actually comes with being elevated?
Yeah.
So yeah. That's really good. So just
that is super good.
Yeah. I like that.
Right. We ask for the millions, but we don't even know how to steward, you know, 80,000. God's like, why am I going to put more in your hands when you're just going to go to Starbucks?
Or in your case with me, Phil's.
My God. Oh, me and Phil. Yes. Man, thanks, y'all. Can you, I want to make sure we plug. So for those listening, if your life has been changed by these two men. You also have a podcast as well, which I'm a huge fan of. Can you just share a little bit of it?
Yeah. So our podcast is called Christ Talk. It's a Bible study podcast where I'm going to just share our tagline where we have honest and transparent conversations about a life walk with Christ.
Come on. Into
God's word.
Yes.
Yeah, it started, you know, me and Chris, we talked about it. I think this was like summer of 2023. Mm. But then we didn't actually like get to work on it until like later on that year. And so, yeah, it's been a great experience, a great journey so far. A lot of people have been very blessed by it.
Yeah. So,
you know, if you're interested in being able to listen to two men who are, like I said, figuring out this walk with Christ, yeah, tune in. We're on all socials, Christ Talk Podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts on. So,
yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
YouTube. You mean, DVI yes. Studios is where it's under. So.
Oh, come on. Amen. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll make sure to link it all as well.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Thanks, y'all. I so appreciate you. This was fun.
You would.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
I want to give you your flowers too. Just thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Pray that we can do more of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Just thank you for your vision as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
For your thanks, y'all.
Appreciate
too.
It.
This is beautiful, so thank you for that.
Thank you. Like what you hear so far? Click the subscribe button and give me a rating and review. And let's keep this conversation going. You can find me on social media at Whitney Wood Music. You can find any of my latest singles out anywhere that you stream or purchase music under Whitney Wood, as well as my latest passion project. It's a kids EP called BB and Bubba. I'll have the links below so you can find them. Have a great week, everybody.